Hey, it's Rami Mays. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home. Go home, band! 101.5 UMFM.
Broken promises are your best friend. Fences on the man at 4 a.m. And the plans we made, kitchen table laid, in the morning to be broken again. Always the one to be done to be taken advantage of. Paying the rent for the pleasures that's spent by the fools in the house of love. Desperate milk of human kindness flows, a sorry river to stay. Golden dusty is the wind that blows, makes you rattle like a hollow reed. Always the one to be done to be taken. Big spotlight can shine on you. You make your way up to the stage. Ain't no limit to what you can do. Sweet inspiration, don't take it away. That one man band, feel good in your hands. Is that the chance that you? Staying alive by paying the price for the fools in the house of love.
That's something pretty though, huh? That's Rami Mays along with her pals, the D-Rangers. Dan Walsh is in there. You got Scott Nolan in there. Chris Carmichael. And a guy named David Essig who wrote that song. Now, David Essig has been around the music industry in Canada for a long time. I know I've seen him at the Folk Fest a number of times, but nothing really stuck out in my mind. I knew his name, and I know some of the work that he's done, and we'll talk about some of that in a second. But I got to be honest with you, David Essig didn't mean a whole lot to me. So it's a darn good thing that Jackson and Rami had this idea. Why don't we do a record of David Essig songs? And what a damn good idea it was, because they have this new record called Beverly Street. And like I said, it's all those folks doing David Essig songs along with David Essig, and they're darn, darn good. And there's going to be a CD release party coming up on Saturday night at the West End Cultural Center featuring all the folks who played on this record. And it's only like $10 or something stupid to get into the show. And listen, folks, seriously, if you want a surefire pick for a great show, go to the West End Cultural Center on Saturday to see Beverly Street, because I know I'm going to, and you should darn well go too. But, you know, I don't have any David Essig records, and we don't have any David Essig records in the library. But I do have a whole lot of records that David Essig produced and played on. And so just for fun, we'll throw in a couple of those. David Essig worked for a long time with Willie P. Bennett, who we'll hear in a minute. But he also did some work with this guy, a guy we heard from last week. And kind of interesting. Here you got David Essig playing on a Willie P. Bennett song as done by the late, great Stan Rogers. Check this out. David Essig.
Younger in the days of my youth, I used to sit down and watch the river go down and see my dreams roll round the bend, hoping they'd come back again. Now a long time's gone by, and at least once a day I sit and think about when you were holy, and so eager to see what you could find. Now ain't it funny how we lost the time? You wonder why I lay awake at night, but I just can't get to sleep. Not the devils or the feelings inside, it's the peace of mind I seek. 'Cause you stand there laughing, I'm standing staring. I've come all this way, and all you ever said was, well, that's okay. Music in your eyes, I can tell by your surprise that you've been doing fine. So don't give me no more lies. We'll understand it all in time. The music in your eyes, my God, I'd love to watch you dance. Now don't be feeling shy, 'cause I know you. You're not sleepy now. When I came into this town, I knew my hands were bound in. I knew I'd have to pay for my ways or else go underground. But I said, music in your eyes, I can tell by your surprise that you've been doing fine. So don't give me no more lies. We'll understand it all in time. In a hole, 'cause that's not the way to do it. I know you wanna be set free, to let your love come shining on through. So come on and shine now, music in your eyes. I can tell by your surprise that you've been doing fine. So don't give me no more lies. We'll understand it all in time. You know, you know, you know, we'll understand.
That is Stan Rogers there doing a Willie P. Bennett classic with Music in Your Eyes live, featuring David Essig there on guitar and mandolin and things like that. And in case you've made the good choice to listen to the show, obviously, otherwise you don't know what I'm talking about. You can't hear me. There's a football game going on, and some people care. And Lucy's keeping us updated with the score, because the internet, you know, you think the internet is reliable, but it's not. It still says it's 16-10 for the other guys, not the Winnipeg guys, but the other ones. But Lucy just called and said the Bombers are back. It's 19-17, so we're on the comeback trail. So there you go. We'll keep you updated. Thanks, Lucy. Lucy, she's got two TVs going, so, and the radio. So thanks, Lucy. Anyways, I promised you I'd play some Willie P, and darn it, I better do that from Blackie and the Radio King. Here's one called Pens and Paper.
You don't have to say you're leaving. I'm staying, that's all you need to know. But there's a few things I'd like to make clear before you disappear. Before you make your last goodbye, soft and low. When a man feels proud, he likes to shout his happiness right out loud. When he's feeling down, he drags his feet on the ground and likes to lose the sound of falling rain, and think about how easy it was to believe, had his chances in his hand. But every time he goes to leave, every step he makes, he takes a stand. Now my life is made of pens and paper, and my ink runs in the rain. Felt the taste of pain was bitter, heard the taste of fame was glitter, and our souls are supposed to shine on like a candle flame. But it's just like two lonely people who go out and have their fun. When they wake up with one another, they find their loneliness has just begun. Wasn't it easy to make their chances in their hands? But every time they go to leave, every step they make, they take a stand. Thank you.
chances in your hand. But every time you go to leave, every step you make, you take a stand. But every time you go to leave, every step you make, you take a stand.
Hi, this is Fred Eaglesmith. You're listening to Tell the Band Go Home, and you should tell the band to go home because they always will eat your food when you leave the house to go to work and you leave them there. Tell them to go home. 101.5 FUMFM.
Early one morning, he's gone when you get up. There sadly missed the part when June the boy just went home. Maybe in some railroad yard running for his life, they never locked the door in case he might come home some night. Maybe on some jailhouse floor, cold and all alone, and a bed is always made for the boy that just went home. And finally, after years and years, a letter in the mail, Mama sends the kids to fetch Papa from the field, and prayers in the kitchen tell the Papa takes the train to fetch the boy that just went wrong.
On the corner who says she's my best friend. That could be true. Who really knew where talk like that could end? But she's heaven's little chicken when she knocks me off my feet, saying slapping face ain't got no place on Beverly Street. There's a Chinese girl from Hong Kong who rents the second floor, and she lives on instant noodles, and she always locks her door. She sits on her little kisser while she works on her degree, saying rude white boys make too much noise on Beverly Street. And I say, yeah, well, Shanghua, you got a point there, but I like a place where people take it one day at a time. It's a million miles from River Heights, and man, that suits me fine. And you won't find no fancy doctor's wife come ripping up your sheets, 'cause love is raw, and that's the law on Beverly Street. So just slip around the back way, you know the door is never locked. Kick your boots off in the kitchen, we'll put on another pot of that good shit from DeLuca's. Make it rich and black and sweet, 'cause it's sink or swim when the crank kicks in on Beverly Street. And I like a place where people take it one day at a time. It's a million miles from River Heights, and man, that suits me fine. And you won't find no fancy doctor's wife come ripping up your sheets. 'Cause love is raw, and that's the law on Beverly Street. So come here, you little chicken, and play me another song. Just rub my back and tell me how you like it deep and long. 'Cause I need your lies and your vodka breath to blow me off my feet. And quick and fast is still worth cash on Beverly Street. Yes, I need your lies and your vodka breath to blow me off to sleep. And quick and fast is still worth cash on Beverly Street. Yeah, quick and fast is still worth cash on Beverly Street.
David Essig there from with the title track to the new record called Beverly Street Assembled. Go figure on Beverly Street, the home of them D Rangers, crazy folks, I believe. Very amazing record, and good to finally know something about David Essig, darn it. Of course, as we mentioned, David Essig on here, Rami Mays, the D Rangers, Chris Carmichael, Dan Walsh, Scott Nolan, other friends. Bunch of great things. They're all playing on Saturday night, West End Cultural Center. And I'm telling you, that's got my seal of approval as a show you do not want to miss there Saturday night. It says, the West End website says it's $10, which, I mean, that's just stupid if you don't go. So there you go. So much other stuff coming up, though. Two nights this week featuring one of Winnipeg's finest bands. Oh, by the way, before that, your next update. Obviously, you're big sports fans like I am. That's why you're listening to the show. But if you do care for, you know, you want to jump on the bandwagon or whatever, the Bombers are still losing. It's now 22-17. Thanks, KK, for that update. But we'll keep you updated on the bad news. So you just stay here and listen to the radio because it's better for you. Anyways, two shows also coming up at the West End this week featuring a band that, I mean, I've told you this before and I'll tell you again. I was predisposed to hate this band for many reasons. I did not want to like this band, and I avoided them for a long time until I sort of had to see them at the Edmonton Folk Festival. They were doing workshops with Jeff Berner, and you know how much I love Jeff Berner. I had to go, and as part of that, I had to see this band, and holy crap, am I glad I did. One of my favorite memories of the Edmonton Folk Festival, they had this real weird freak hailstorm like in the middle of the day at this one workshop, and it could have been an utter disaster if it were not for this band kicking it up about 25 notches and getting everybody dancing and going crazy in the rain and the hail in Edmonton on the Hill. And they won me over right then and there, and I'm a fan. They're playing two nights at the West End. If you want to go sit down and relax, you can go on Thursday night to see them, or if you want to get up and shake your booty and dance, and these guys are a good dance band, you want to go on Friday to see Winnipeg's Own the Ducks, and they'll play a couple of things. This one is from their self-titled record. And, of course, the records feature former vocalist Jesse Havey, who's no longer with the band. They now have Sarah Dugas, who is a fine vocalist in her own rights. So you want to go and hear her along with the band. But let's check this out. This is a gorgeous, gorgeous song. This is from their self-titled album. Here's the Ducks playing Thursday, Friday, West End.
It was past her bedtime on a stormy night, and she couldn't shut her eyes and she couldn't blow out the light. So she gave up struggling and let the candle burn. The hail knocked her window as her memories knocked and turned.
and a room at Four Blue Holes. They've been hers since she was small. No sleep inside. Oh, her father was the only one who pretends he can't remember what was done. And her mother can't find the strength to do anything at all but stand and pray. In a room with four blue walls that were closing in together, till it got so goddamn small that she had to brave the weather by herself.
Life I always wanted, I guess I'll never have. I'll be working for somebody else until I'm in my grave. I'll be dreaming of a life of ease and mountains, oh mountains of things. To have a big expensive car, drag my furs on the ground, and have a maid that I can tell to bring me anything. Everyone will look at me with envy and with greed.
I'll revel in their attention and mountains, oh mountains of things. Oh, they tell me there's still time to save my soul. They tell me renounce all, renounce those material things you gain by exploiting other human beings. Those who deserve the best in life and know what money's worth, and those whose sole misfortune was having mountains of nothing at birth. Oh, they tell me there's still time to save my soul. They tell me renounce all, renounce all those material things you gain by exploiting other human beings. I will have it all prearranged, a grave that's deep and wide enough for me and all my mountains of things. Mostly I feel lonely. Good people are, good people are only my stepping stone.
Hey, how's it going? This is Casey from Elliott Brood. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM, Winnipeg.
Heard you were looking for someone that might lead you someday. road. He's not guilty for what you think he's done. After all, you're going the same way as him, and this is not a race to be won. But before you go, you're gonna have to pay the toll. First kiss my feet, then get a shovel and then dig me a hole. Dig it big enough so both you and I can just fit in. Us is dying today, 'cause we both know we've sinned. I'm not sorry for what you think I've done. I've laughed and I've loved and I've cried all kinds of fun. Maybe we can think of some answers that we both haven't tried. I'm sorry, but I'm pretty sure, yeah, I think it's gotta go down like this. You've got a gun and so do I, but I don't think I'm gonna miss. So sit, sir, sit on the road by me. We'll watch the road together and we'll watch my brother Don walk free. Please let him be. He's never done anything to you. He's never done anything to you except maybe bend the truth. He's never done anything to you.
Currently, Rocking My World is my favorite new band of the year. Perhaps for a couple of years anyway. The Sun Parlor Players from their album Hymns for the Happy, that's Robber's Lullaby. And holy crap, how much do I like that band right now? A lot, that's how much. A couple from the Ducks, who I also like. They're playing on Thursday and Friday at the West End Cultural Center. Go Thursday if you want to sit down and chillax. Friday if you want to get up and shake. It's two different shows, concert show and then a dance party. Both are going to be awesome, so I mean, go see them twice if you want, because they're going to be different shows and they're going to be fantastic, so check them out. Sun Parlor Players, if you missed them on, what night was that, Thursday night at the West End, or at the High and Lonesome Club, you are a complete fool, because I told you how good it was going to be, and you didn't believe me. I mean, if you went, that's great, but I didn't see you there, because I didn't recognize anybody. So we got a problem, you and I. But holy crap, are the Sun Parlor Players fun to see live. And they proved that on Thursday night. Hopefully next time they come back, they'll be playing, you know, the West End. Because it was jam-packed there for a Thursday night. So some people must have heard me and come on out to see the Sun Parlor Players. It was the start of Neil Fest, so they threw in some Neil Young songs because they're good sports that way and such. And the Neil Young songs perhaps were not as fantastically done as their originals. But I'm telling you, the Sun Parlor Players, one of the best new bands I've heard in a long time. I'm absolutely loving this record. Pick it up if you have the chance. It's called Hymns for the Happy, and it is a fun, fun, fun record, and they are fun, fun, fun live. Especially their drummer, who KK pointed out, looks like Jeremy Piven, that actor guy. the most entertaining drummer I've seen in a long time. I mean, I'm not a drummer guy, but I watch this guy, and this guy's insane. And he looks like a normal, you know, he's wearing a nice suit. And he looks like a nice, normal, reserved guy, but he just goes nuts on the drum. Fun. Sun Parlor Players. And then, you know, I went to see the Sun Parlor Players on Thursday because I'm now a big fan. But I thought, you know, cool, the new Meanies are playing. That should be fun. I'll stick around and see that for a little while. Why not? And during that set, I had my mind pulled out of my head, blown out completely, and then somehow sucked back in. The most amazing show I've seen, I don't know, ever. I don't know. It was absolutely phenomenal. I think I might have, you know, gone crazy for a little while. Damon, Chico, and Sky, along with Christian Dugas back behind the skins there, playing the drums once again. Good to see him back in action. And Chico hasn't done a show at the New Meanies in a long time, so it's good to see him in action. The best set of Neil Young songs that I've ever seen. I can guarantee you Neil Young has never done a better set of Neil Young songs than I saw on Thursday night at the High and Lonesome Club. Why wasn't somebody taping that, darn it? Holy cow. Man, was that good. It's Neil Young's birthday tomorrow, and so we got to celebrate a little bit because Neil Fest is over. You missed it. I mean, they might play some tonight at the old jam with Big Dave, but I don't know. Neil Fest, a phenomenal success. I just have one complaint, though, and I want us all to do something about this, because we need, you know, you and I, we need to stand up and stand together when we've been wronged, and we've been wronged. Now, the High and Lonesome Club, love it, love everybody down there, love everything about it. They got this new Mexican restaurant there, and by the way, you know, I've been eating some Mexican food lately. It's not as good as Zenon's Mexican food, but, I mean, real close. Good, honest to goodness Mexican food. Go down there. They're open at lunch and then at dinner time. And then, so I went down on Saturday night for the dinner and then to see the Western States do their version of After the Gold Rush. And I'm a Western States fan, but they should stick to their original material because I wasn't that good. But the food was fantastic, but I only have one complaint, and it's a big one, but it's only one complaint. Bring back my damn poutine. They took away one of my few joys in life, the San Antonio poutine at the High and Lonesome Club, one of the best foods in the world. They don't make it anymore. So if anybody can do something about that, I'd really, really, really appreciate it because I long for this thing. It's fantastic. But anyways, go check them out. Tomorrow is Neil Young's birthday, and it's also Sarah Harmer's birthday. And so every year around this time, I have to play Sarah Harmer doing a Neil Young song.
one who's turning, and you will come around. Don't let it bring you down. It's only castles burning. Find someone who's turning, and you will come around.
2.5 minutes left in the game, about 3 minutes left in this show. And the Bombers are behind by 2 points, 22-20. So it's getting close. So stay tuned. We'll keep you updated.
Thank you.
Alana Lewandowski there with the Winnipeg classic, Neil Young's Don't Be Denied, from the Out of the Blue portion of the new Borrowed Tunes 2 tribute to Neil Young. Perhaps the best song on that two-disc set there, Winnipeg Zone. Alana Lewandowski featuring Spider on bass and Damon Mitchell on guitar. And that was a pretty good version, but the version I saw on Thursday night at the High and Lonesome Club with the new Minis rocking that tune, holy, I'm still speechless about how damn good that was. Oh, well, that's interesting. KK just let us know that now there's 2 minutes left, 22:21. Did Westwood miss again? I saw him there on the shaky webcast, but I couldn't really tell. Did he miss that slacker? I don't know. You don't leave this game up to Troy Westwood at this point, I don't think. We love Troy Westwood, but maybe we'll hear from Troy Westwood. You know, let's see if we can hear from Troy Westwood. It's 4 o'clock, by the way. I haven't seen the bluegrass guy yet. I wouldn't. It's a holiday, so the building's locked. So if he wanted to come in, he'd have to ask me first. Unless he called security like I did. But I haven't seen him yet. So, and I got some more Neil Young stuff I really want to play. So I'm gonna stick around for a little bit, catch the end of the football game, fill you in. And so if you got to go, you got to go. But if you can stick around, I'll be here for a few more minutes. I got nowhere else to be. So I'll play this. I'll play a few more things. I got to play some commercials first. We'll come right back with the final score, perhaps, and some more Neil Young. But stay tuned if you can. Tell the Band to Go Home continues. And here's a message from our guy, Troy. Right, Troy? Right, Troy? No. Okay.
UMFM.
No. Sorry, Troy. Let's try that again.
Hi, I'm Troy Westwood. Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.